The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Space commentator Leo Enright joins us. Leo, why are we going back to the moon, and tell us more about what's happening on Wednesday?
Well, that's a very good question. We're going back to the moon primarily because both the Americans and the Chinese want to. I'm not sure the Americans would be quite as excited about getting back to the moon if it wasn't for the fact that the Chinese are determined to be there by the end of this decade, by 2030. So the Americans, who've been there before, of course, let us remember, the Americans are determined that they're not going to have the Chinese go back to the moon before the Americans have been back. So this is the first. It's a test flight. They're not landing on the moon. I have to emphasize that. They're just flying around the backside of the moon and coming straight back to Earth. So straightforward test mission, but for the Americans, important politically as well as scientifically.
And in terms of, are there resources on the moon? Is that what the appeal is?
Well, yes, that is primarily what's driving this new interest. The Chinese have mentioned resources far more than the Americans in the past, though the Americans are becoming more conscious of it. There are two resources that people are talking about. One is fairly straightforward, and that is that, to everybody's surprise, about 20 or 30 years ago, we discovered that there's water on the moon, and probably a lot of it. And water, of course, would sustain a human colony, but it would also provide oxygen and hydrogen, because those are what make up water. They're also what make up rocket fuel. So you could fuel rockets at the moon and fire them off to Mars and places beyond.
So could it be like a staging post for Mars?
That is what the Americans are talking about. But the other interesting resource is something called helium-3. It's a rare isotope here on Earth. It's not easy to find, but it's very, very common on the moon. You're kind of wading in it when you're on the moon's surface. And helium-3 could theoretically, in the future, be used to power clean nuclear power stations that don't produce dangerous radioactive waste.
Wow. That would be pretty extraordinary, wouldn't it?
Well, a wheelbarrow full of helium-3, theoretically, I'm talking theoretically and in the future,
yeah.
Wheelbarrow full of helium-3 from the moon would keep Ireland going in electricity for a year.
That is extraordinary. How will it work if, say, the Americans and the Chinese, if they both land on the moon? Is it like the old Wild West? Is it like wherever you plant your flag, you get that area of land?
That is a real problem. This is becoming a geopolitical problem. Nobody's fully addressed this yet, but you ask the correct question, and that is that they are worried that if the Chinese land in a spot, they're going to say to the Americans, don't land. And the Americans, if they land in a place, are going to say to the Chinese, don't land here. So that really is going to be a problem, because there are only very, very few places at the South Pole of the moon where either country can find water.
Okay. Are you excited? I mean, I know you love all things space. Are you excited by this?
Well, I certainly am, because, I mean, personally, on a human basis, I'm aware that this is the first time that four humans, three Americans and a Canadian, are leaving the orbit of our planet and heading out beyond the Earth. That's a dangerous endeavor. They are taking enormous risks. And so, honestly, there won't be a moment during this mission from probably Wednesday night, late, Thursday morning, maybe, if more likely, until splashdown on Wednesday of next week, I won't really be breathing easy.
Okay, all right. Well, let's hope it goes well. Fascinating stuff. Leo Enright, space commentator, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.